In specialty crop news from the Southeast Agnet, while Florida is often referred to as the winter salad bowl, there may just be a new veggie added to that salad, as there's a $5 million effort to grow broccoli on the East Coast. A team of researchers and agricultural agents are aiming to take a bite out of the West Coast $1 billion broccoli monopoly with new strains of the vegetable designed to withstand the East Coast heat and humidity. They've received a $3.2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and an additional $1.7 million in matching private contributions to create a broccoli corridor running from northern Florida to Maine. The effort is being driven by rising costs of fuel to ship crates of broccoli from the west to the east coast and the growing Eat Local movement. U.S. consumption of broccoli has nearly doubled in the past 25 years, with Americans now eating 8.5 pounds annually of the vegetable, celebrated for its high levels of vitamin C, fiber, and antioxidants. Growers interested in this prospect should contact their local extension agent, as the University of Florida is discussing doing a series of broccoli varieties trials next fall. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.